A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. In those days, a great number who believed turned to the Lord. The news about them reached the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to go to Antioch. When he arrived and saw the grace of God, he rejoiced and encouraged them all to remain faithful to the Lord in firmness of heart, for he was a good man, filled with the Holy Spirit and faith. And a large number of people was added to the Lord. Then he went to Tarsus to look for Saul, and when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. For a whole year they met with the church and taught a large number of people, and it was in Antioch that the disciples were first called Christians. Now there were in the church at Antioch prophets and teachers: Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, who was a close friend of Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." Then, completing their fasting and prayer, they laid hands on them and sent them off. Verbum Domini. The Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done wondrous deeds. His right hand has won victory for him, his holy arm.
The Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power.
The Lord has made his salvation known. In the sight of the nations, he has revealed his justice. He has remembered his kindness and his faithfulness toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation by our God. Sing joyfully to the Lord, all you lands. Break into song, sing praise.
The Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power.
Sing praise to the Lord with the harp and melodious song, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Sing joyfully before the King, the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the 12, "As you go, make this proclamation: the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, drive out demons. Without cost you have received, without cost you are to give. Do not take gold or silver or copper for your belts. no sack for the journey, or a second tunic, or sandals, or walking stick. The laborer deserves his keep. Whatever town or village you enter, look for a worthy person in it, and stay there until you leave. As you enter a house, wish it peace. If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. If not, let your peace return to you. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord
Jesus. The Lord's generosity is immeasurable. And this is what we see throughout the gospel, through Jesus giving charity and mercy. And God calls all of us to be generous with our charity and with mercy. And a great example of this generosity is the saint we celebrate today, Saint Barnabas. St. Barnabas helps us all in one way or another to be this generous disciple of Jesus the Lord, showing mercy with generosity. And so we could all learn from his example, his witness to us. So here we go, looking at the life of St. Barnabas. And St. Barnabas was originally from Cyprus. He was well educated. It was said that he was one of those who listened to the teachings of Jesus, and that he was one of the 72 that Jesus sent out. Well, after the ascension, the descent of the Holy Spirit, the beginnings of the church, the great outreach and evangelization of the Word of God, St. Barnabas was a part of this. And as it says there in Acts chapter 4, he gave everything he had to the church and became a missionary. Then, you know, of course he was a disciple, but a bishop, an apostle. And as we hear Jesus today, is that he received so much. But yet, in return, he was able to give so much. And so, in his life here, he is known to be a son of encouragement. At the same time, he is a man of great mercy. And we see this right in the beginnings of his life. You know, you all know of Saul, who became Paul. And we've all heard that Saul at one time was a persecutor of Christians, apprehending them, imprisoning them, and even murdering them. But then he had this conversion. And after his conversion, he spent time in prayer. And so he was made new again, made a disciple, eventually an apostle of Jesus Christ, St. Paul. But everybody knew of Saul, who was the murderer. Well, Barnabas saw deeper into Saul, now who would soon become Paul, and he saw the good in it. So here he is, Saul after his conversion, now trying to evangelize, but yet these early Christians, people of God, were frightened by him. No, his reputation of being so harsh and being a murderer, you know, was very scary. But yet, the one who spoke on his behalf was St. Barnabas. You know, in Jerusalem, he told the fellow believers that what God had did for him and about his conversion. And so then they begin to listen to Paul, now Saul. And so there was the time when when Barnabas was going to go send off to Antioch, and he needed a partner. And the right man for this was, of course, Saul, who later, of course, became Paul. And the reason is that, you see, Barnabas was able to look with wisdom, with mercy, into Paul. And you see, what he saw in him is he saw a very well-educated man, a man who was once a devout Jew. No, and being in this education, he was a great rhetorician. He was superb at rhetoric. And so he knew that he would be the right man to minister to the Gentiles and the Jews in Antioch. And so there they went, you know, into Antioch. There was, as the scriptures say, they were there for about a year doing missionary journeys. They were going from place to place together, Barnabas and Paul. And they, of course, suffered together much. Harsh persecution, beatings, and all of these things. Well, there came a time when the cousin of Barnabas, John Mark, joined Paul and Barnabas. And they were off to set out on a missionary journey, but John Mark became a little apprehensive. He was a little scared, and he backed out. And, you know, this upset Paul a lot. And so later on, they were to set off for another missionary journey. And Barnabas wanted John Mark to accompany them. But Paul refused. So Paul and Barnabas had a little argument. And then at that time, they decided to separate. So Paul went off with Silas. And then Barnabas and John Mark, together, they went off and did more evangelizing. See, but if we look at John Mark here, you know, he was a very young man. And yes, it's very disappointing when someone backs out, you know, you're trusting them, you got great plans, and then they just leave you, they abandon you. And so that was sort of the perspective of Paul. So, you know, Paul was unstoppable. Now, nothing, you know, when he had a goal, he went after it. And so he didn't want to be slowed down. But yet, Barnabas saw good things in John Mark. He was willing to give him another chance. And thank God he did. Because as we know of John Mark, who was canonized as Saint Mark, he was one of the evangelists, the gospel writers. Of course, you know, this is the gospel. This gives us the life of Jesus Christ. You know, this has been handed on as part of the canon of Scripture, you know, the Word of God. And so here Barnabas, you know, goes on. His life is completely committed to serving Jesus, preaching the gospel, giving to those in need, and being the son of encouragement. You know, seeing the good in others. What the world sees as bad, or the world may see it that is worthless, Barnabas sees as someone who's worthy of God's love, someone who can have another chance. And so eventually, Barnabas was handed over, and he died a very cruel and harsh death. You know, he was martyred. This was somewhere around the year 61, 62. So for us, we could take a look at this example of St. Barnabas. You know, and as we see, it begins with generosity. See, Barnabas was a man who was truly in love with the Lord. You know, he listened to the word of God, and he acted upon it. And he did this generously, willing to give his entire self to the Lord. No, he sold all his fortune. He had inherited, some large amount of property, no money, gave it all away so that he could follow Jesus. And with this generosity, he was truly free. And he surrendered, submitted himself to the love of God. And in God working his love in him, here he is, a man who is not weighed down by anything of the world. So him, knowing that God has called him and loves him, and that the Lord in his mercy has made him a disciple, an apostle, you know, he wants to give this to others. And so this is what we need to take from St. Barnabas. We start with generosity, you know, being generous, giving ourselves to the Lord, but first knowing that Jesus loves us unconditionally. And that last week, you know, the Holy Father, Pope Leo, gave a very profound address. I think it was at his Angelus last Wednesday. And he says that God does not give up on us. Now, and St. Barnabas knew that God does not give up on him. So in knowing that, in knowing this type of love, this mercy that is coming from the Lord, he's able to extend that to others. So I'm not going to give up on other people, just like what we see from Saul and Mark. So for us, you know, it's very easy for all of us sometimes when, you know, some people do wrong, when they have a sort of reputation. No, it's so simple just to want to put them aside, to even count them as worthless. But that's not what Jesus does. Certainly what not St. Barnabas did. You know, when someone does wrong to us, when we see them making mistake after mistake, you know, we want to just put the period there and say, that's it, it's over for them. That's how they are. Move on. But remember that the Lord, in his mercy, makes all things new. And so now we look to Jesus. To look to Jesus, looking to his love, looking to his generosity, looking to how he has shown us such mercy, that he has given us chance upon chance, that he has given us opportunity and continues to give that to grow closer to him, you know, to become more like him. And this is love being extended. This is mercy. Because again, it shows that he is not giving up, that he sees potential in us. And so knowing that Jesus loves us in this way, take the love and know that this love, open your heart, surrendering with generosity in receiving this love, so that we can be generous in return, giving love and showing mercy with the heart of Jesus and following this example of St. Barnabas. God bless you all.